because this is really too long to actually tweet about or even to write a Facebook entry about, and really probably should have a blog entry about, but I can't be bothered to type because typing is like so yesterday, man. Here's my audio boo for June the 10th, 2011, and it's just past 7 o'clock. I've had a great Friday, a really surreal Friday. I've decided to relax, take it easy, not get myself frazzled, and I got through the whole day till 2:27, remembering that the day ends at 2:30, realistically, with teaching. It finishes at 3 o'clock when I've finished putting them in the cars, but 2:30, the bell goes and that's it. So at 2:27, I turned round and said to the kids, because we've been rehearsing for Monday's assembly, because I have to do an assembly on Monday, I said, back to the classroom, and pointed in one direction. And at that moment, behind me, a girl decided to jump up in the air, come down, twist her ankle. So I said, and everybody crowded around her because she was in pain. And I said to everybody, no, no, back to the classroom, I'll deal with this. And I was dealing with her, what's wrong with you? I twisted my ankle. It really hurts. And I turned around, and the kids, instead of going back to the classroom, were now all over the climbing frames and the slides. So I shouted at them, get back into the classroom. And turned round and asked Ninoshka how she was doing, and her ankle was really bad and all this. And at that stage, the kids came running back out of the classroom onto the playground. So I stood there, and in my best authoritarian teacher voice, I said, in that classroom now. At which stage, they all turned round and headed back into the classroom. And one child turned round and said, even though there's a snake in there, Mr. K. At which stage, I then changed my mind and went with, everybody back out of the classroom now. And headed towards the classroom, leaving kid lying on the playground crying, to get back into the classroom to find no snake there. The kids are telling me there was a yellow, black snake. Is it poisonous, Mr. K? How the hell would I know? One kid telling me it had a rattle at the back, and I'm thinking, like, yeah, I know something about rattlesnakes. I think they're poisonous. But at this stage, somebody was now describing a cobra to me, which I'm thinking, like, no, definitely isn't a cobra. I'm pretty sure they're native to India or somewhere. And at this point, as I say, I arrived at 2:29, having nearly got through the whole day, with one kid lying on the playground with a twisted ankle and 18, 19 other kids running around the school screaming, there's a snake in the classroom. I left it to the caretaker, cleared the kids out of the room. The caretaker went in there wearing gloves, carrying a crowbar and a torch, went out onto the pavement, put all the kids into cars, came back into the classroom to discover no caretaker, just a pair of gloves lying beside the hole that the snake had disappeared into. Which either means that the caretaker gave up looking for the snake, or the snake's actually eaten the caretaker and left his gloves behind. This I do not know. However, it's an audio boo. I've now told you the story, which might answer any questions that you have from the Twitter. I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.